Will the masks stay off? I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. No word from the Biden administration on whether it's going to appeal yesterday's court ruling, striking down the federal mask mandate on planes, trains, and other forms of public transportation. Fox's Jillian Turner.
U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mazel in Florida writes the CDC failed to justify its decision to extend the mask mandate, saying it, quote, exceeds the CDC's statutory authority and violates the procedures required for agency rulemaking. The Biden administration extended the national mandate by 15 days. Before this ruling, it was slated to expire May 3rd. Last month, 21 states sued the Biden administration seeking to repeal the mandate. Top health officials say the mandate's needed to help protect Americans as new COVID cases are on the rise once again across large swaths of the country.
Russia is now moving into the second phase of its war in Ukraine.
Now, the president here, Zelensky, in Ukraine is warning that this entire country should be prepared for what Western intelligence officials have been warning about, Russia's major second phase of this war in the east.
Now, we can already state that Russian troops begun the battle for the Donbas, for which they have been preparing for a long time. A significant part of the entire Russian army is now concentrated on this offensive. No matter how many Russian troops are driven there, we will fight. We will defend ourselves and we will do it every day. We won't give up anything Ukrainian.
Russian missile strikes have already ramped up in the area of Kharkiv.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. A spring nor'easter has left flooded roads and scattered outages.
For heavy snow, it's primarily interior New York at some elevation. So, you know, northern, central, southern tier of New York, also far northeastern Pennsylvania.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
In New York City, police have yet to solve a murder mystery from this past weekend. The killing of a Queens woman whose dismembered body was left in a duffel bag.
51-year-old Orsolya Gall was stabbed reportedly 60 times inside the basement of her Queens, New York home. Her body was then stuffed inside of a duffel bag. The stay-at-home mom's husband and 17-year-old son were reportedly out of town looking at colleges. Her 13-year-old son was in the home at the time of the murder. He was questioned, but police let him go. Gall's remains were found near a highway 9 blocks away from her home, a trail of blood leading back to her house. A neighborhood surveillance camera appears to capture a man dragging a bag behind him. Police say Gall's body was inside.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Authorities have ordered evacuation south of Prescott, Arizona because of wildfires. As of yesterday afternoon, 500 acres were destroyed. A former mayor in Maryland who sent out revenge porn is back in the news. Fox's Sue Guzman reports that he won't go to jail.
Andrew Bradshaw, the former mayor of Cambridge, Maryland, who admitted he posted nude photos of a former girlfriend on Reddit, is going to avoid jail time thanks to a plea deal agreement. Bradshaw pleading guilty to 5 counts of distributing revenge porn. He had been sentenced to a year and a day for each of the counts, but under the deal, he won't have to do any jail time. Instead, he'll have to pay $5,000 in fines, $750 in restitution for the victim, and do 100 hours of community service. Bradshaw resigned as mayor following his arrest in November. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
InfoWars, the company owned by conspiracy theorist Alec Jones, has filed for bankruptcy. The company owes millions of dollars to the parents of Sandy Hook shooting victims after Jones claimed the shootings never happened. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches,
smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.